USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Brussels, President Joe Biden added more humanitarian aid for Ukrainians.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
The Arizona House voted today to prohibit gender reassignment surgery for minors and was scheduled to vote on a bill banning transgender athletes from playing sports on girls' teams. Arizona appears poised to join a growing list of Republican-controlled states looking to restrict transgender rights as they gain more visibility in culture and society. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The 15-year-old boy charged with multiple counts of murder stemming from a November mass shooting at Michigan's Oxford High School must remain in adult jail, as the teen's court-appointed guardian said it's now up to the jail to provide him a full education. Oakland County Circuit Court Judge Kwame Rowe maintained his prior order that Ethan Crumley is not to be transferred to a juvenile facility. The boy is charged as an adult with 24 counts, including 4 counts of murder and a terrorism charge. Former President Donald Trump sued his rival in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Hillary Clinton, and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances that Trump repeated during his 4 years in the White House after beating Clinton. The suit alleges racketeering and a conspiracy to commit injurious falsehoods. The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages in excess of $24 million. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
There are more media blockages throughout Russia.
Google News is reportedly being blocked in Russia. The Interfax news agency reports Russia is accusing it of publishing what it calls fake material about the country's military operation in Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A deadly tornado tore through homes and knocked out power in the New Orleans area last night, killing one person and injuring multiple others. The Twister was one of more than 60 tornadoes reported in 5 southeastern states over the last 48 hours. The most damage was in St. Bernard's Parish in the eastern part of New Orleans, including the 9th Ward, where one person was killed. House Democrats have brought forth the competitiveness bill. The bill itself is a $250 billion legislative package aimed at investing in domestic research and manufacturing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has one major problem with the bill.
If you can believe it, this bill contains a $10 billion check for Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origins, his space company. Jeff Bezos is worth about $180 billion. If he wants to go to the moon or Mars, that's his business. He can afford to pay for it. Taxpayers of this country do not need to subsidize Jeff Bezos' space travel.
Sanders, speaking on his Instagram, also said there's one other part of the bill he'd like to see removed, $53 billion for microchip companies like Intel with no strings attached. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.